The day of the Royal Massacre started out like any other, with me doing something completely, utterly useless. "Why do I have to make the pie?" I grumbled. I stared at the flour, sugar, and butter lined up on the table, along with measuring cups and spoons, a paring knife, a rolling pin, and bowls full of honey cranberries and blood crisp apples. Isabel waved her hand over everything. "It's a sign of respect for a member of the royal family to make the traditional welcome pie for the Andvarian ambassador. Lord Hans requested cranberry apple for today's luncheon." "You're the cookmaster, not me," I grumbled again. "You should make the pie. Your magic will make it look and taste amazing." Masters were those whose magic let them work with specific objects or elements, like metal, glass, and wood, to create astounding things. Isabel's power helped her craft amazing desserts out of ordinary flour, sugar, and butter, which was why she'd been the head baker at Seven Spire Palace for more than 20 years. She slapped her hands on her hips. "I might be a cookmaster, but the Andvarians have very finely tuned senses. They would know if I made the pie instead of you. They can sniff out the intentions of every single person who handles their food, even if it's only the servant who pours their wine. It's one of the reasons why they can't be poisoned." I snorted. "That's just an old fairy tale started by the Andvarians themselves to keep people from trying to poison them. They don't have any better senses than anyone else. Only mutts like me have that sort of magic." I tapped my nose. "I might have an enhanced sense of smell, but even I can't always sniff out people's intentions." Isabel frowned. "You know I don't like that word, especially when it's applied to you." Unlike masters who were sought after and lauded for their impressive skills, mutts were not, simply because our magic didn't let us create anything. Most mutts had only a small spark of power, a tiny flicker that enhanced something about themselves, like my super-sensitive nose. Something that barely qualified as magic, especially when compared to the airy meringues, sponge sugar cakes, and other delicacies that Isabel whipped up. When it came to magic, mutts were considered far weaker and far, far inferior to masters, magiers, and morphs. Hence the term mutts. I shrugged. "We both know that I am most definitely a mutt in every sense of the word." Isabel winced, but she didn't disagree. "Besides, Lord Hans has the constitution of a gargoyle. I've seen him eat pepper radishes like they were as sweet as those apples. Why, I could pour him a tall, frosty glass of wormroot poison, and it wouldn't give him much more than a stomach ache, and a small one at that." Isabel's lips twitched, but she summoned up a stern look, trying to keep me in line. Always a losing battle. I was rather incorrigible that way. "Regardless, you need to make the pie, Lady Everly. You were the only one who was, available." "Oh, really?" I arched an eyebrow, and Isabel dropped her dark brown gaze from mine. "Available? Well, that was a nice way of saying that it was once again time for me to earn my keep as Lady Everly Sapphira Winter Blair." A mouthful of fancy names that meant very little in the grand scheme of things, but they, and the lineage that went along with them, were good enough for my cousin, Queen Cordelia Alexandra Summer Blair, to have me trotted out like a trained monkey whenever a so-called royal presence was required. Like wasting a morning baking a pie for some foreign ambassador who probably wouldn't eat a single bite of it. Isabel winced again, causing lines to groove into her bronze skin, then smoothed back her graying black hair, the way she always did whenever she had bad news. "I'm afraid that it's not just one pie. Lord Hans requested 13 of them. It's his favorite dessert. The Andvarian king's granddaughter loves it, too. She's also part of the ambassador's contingent. I believe her name is Gemma." I glanced at the stacks of pie tins half hidden behind the bowls of apples. Anger pricked my heart that I was always the one singled out for such tasks, but the sharp sting was quickly replaced by cold, numbing acceptance. Such was life at Seven Spire.